A national FFA partner, Culver's, has raised more than $100,000 through its Scoops of Thanks Day this past May, supporting local FFA chapters and agricultural organizations. Joining us once again is Culver's Senior Marketing Manager, Jesse Craik. And Jesse, thanks for chatting with us. Tell us about the results of this year's event.
Well, Janet, thanks for having me back on. It's always so great to talk with you. I just wanted to let everyone know and thank them for their support. Then when they came out on Thursday, May 2nd to support our annual Scoops of Thanks Day fundraiser, we were able to raise more than $104,000 in one day to support agriculture education. And all of those dollars stay local to benefit local or state FFA chapters or other agriculture organizations that provide agriculture education.
Well, remind us how the program came about and, of course, how those funds are put to use.
Sure. So the Culver's organization formalized the Thank You Farmers Project back in 2013, and we were looking for ways to help restaurants give back in their communities. We know that they're already really great at doing that, but to have a whole program that everyone could come together underneath to support, because we know how important agriculture education is to the future of our food supply, making sure we can, you know, serve more than 60% more people, not just at Culver's, but, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner around the world. So we looked for a way. We thought, you know, what better than to have people come in and enjoy a delicious dessert, be able to give back and donate while they dine. So far, we've been able to raise $300,000 with our annual Scoops of Thanks Day fundraiser, but that has really accumulated to more than $2 million across all of our restaurants being able to give back.
Now, Jesse, why is Culver's so dedicated to this cause of ag education?
It's a real concern to us that the Earth's population is going to increase by 60% more people, 9.8 billion people by the year 2050. And we know that to help evolve talent and support innovations in technology, that's what's going to help us meet that challenge. So young people like those in the FFA, they're going to play a huge role in finding those new and innovative ways to help feed a growing population while using the same amount of land and water that we have today. And we want to be able to continue to serve butter burgers and cheese curds and fresh frozen custard for a long time.
One final question for you. Where can our listeners learn more about the Thank You Farmers Project?
We have a wealth of information at culvers.com/Thank You Farmers Project.
Well, thanks for the update as always, Jesse. Again, that's Culver's Senior Marketing Manager, Jesse Craik, on the phone with us from Wisconsin.